just one more spin in the lagoon. One more kiss under the moon. Another sunset.
Don't make me go, yeah.
Just one more sunset with you.
Jonathan Hall, another sunset. Time for a quick news break from our news, sponsored this hour by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Boscobel Care and Rehab, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump today signing the mega spending bill into law. The White House ceremony will include a military flyover. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky writing on X, he and President Trump had a conversation today following a massive drone attack by Russia overnight in Ukraine. Severe weather in the Northeast, leaving three people dead in New Jersey. This woman lives near where a tree fell on a car, killing a woman.
Then I looked to my right and I saw the tree on the car and I had realized that the whole sidewalk had come up. A lot of people, it was raining, it was very chaotic. A lot of people were trying to look inside the car.
The driver had pulled over to try to ride out the storm. Flash flooding in Texas Hill Country. Water rescues going on now. There are fatalities, but they don't know exactly how many. Tens of thousands of Oasis fans have descended on Cardiff, Wales ahead of the band's first gig since 2009. Every pub and bar along the main street is filled with people. The stadium where they're performing for two nights has a capacity of 74,000. This is ABC News. Philadelphia officials say the 4th of July celebrations will go on as planned despite the city worker strike. Mayor Sherelle Parker telling the city,
it is the right of our municipal workers. They have it to exercise. And I want you to know I respect it and I will safeguard and protect that right.
9,000 public employees are out on strike, including trash collectors. The trash pickup sites set up around town have not been cleared out lately, people say. And those who live nearby say they're starting to stink. In a little over an hour, the great eating champion Joey Chestnut will try to win his 17th mustard belt at the Nathan's Coney Island Hot Dog Eating Contest, he said earlier today.
I'm pumped, yeah. Everybody watching, I hope everybody gets to eat as much as they can because eating is the best thing. And I hope everybody has a happy 4th of July.
He hopes to break his record of eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. We're looking at an afternoon that should continue to warm up. Highs expected to be in the lower 90s, southwest winds 8 to 18, partly cloudy and humid. Heat indices could be up into the upper 90s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows of 72, southeast winds 4 to 8. Saturday, we'll be seeing more humidity with clouds rolling in. Thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon, highs of 88. And Sunday, finishing the weekend out, clouds giving way to some breaks of sun, but not as hot, highs of 83. At 6 minutes after 12 noon, it's 86 degrees.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Heads up from Kendall Express Lube. They will be closed from July 4th through the 11th for concrete repairs around the building. Regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and they plan to reopen on Monday, July 14th at 8 a.m. Kendall Express Lube appreciates your understanding and looks forward to serving you again soon, better than ever.
Happy 4th of July, and good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Events being held all over our country as we celebrate our nation's birthday today. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration continues as we speak at Fireman's Park. The marketplace is currently open. The EMS Chicken Barbecue is being held at the Lone Rock Fire Department, and the First Lutheran Church Chicken Barbecue is being held at Fireman's Park. At 1, a sand wrestling tournament will be held, hosted by Top Dogs Wrestling. That will be at Fireman's Park Volleyball Court. Doc's DJ will start playing music at 5, and the big fireworks show will begin at dusk. There will also be Tuningo, a petting zoo, a raffle drawing, bouncy houses, concession stands, and more at the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration today at Fireman's Park. For more information, you can look at the LoneRock4thOfJuly.org or just going to LoneRock4thOfJuly.org and on Facebook. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration also continues today at Crown Sage Park in Boscobel. The Giant Street Parade will step off on Wisconsin Avenue at 1. Thundershowers Bounce Houses will be from 1:30 to 7. The band Countryfied will play from 3 until 7. Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be held at the tennis courts from 7 to 9, and fireworks will be shot off starting at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be available for purchase. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks. They will not be allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight at Crown Sage Park in Boscobel. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page. As friends and families from across Wisconsin get ready to hit the trails this 4th of July weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging all ATV and UTV riders to make safety part of your celebration by choosing to ride sober. So far this year, 19 people have been killed in ATV-UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Whether you're exploring scenic backroads, cruising through the Northwoods, or simply out for the day of adventure, a clear head is the best gear you can bring, followed by helmets and seatbelts. Last year, over half of fatal ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin involved alcohol. Riders are also encouraged to ensure their vehicles are legal for use in Wisconsin. One of the most important things for all riders to stay safe on the trails is completing a DNR-approved safety education course. Learn more about ATV, UTV riding in Wisconsin, including how to sign up for a safety class, on the DNR ATV, UTV webpage. The 2025 Richland Center Pumpkin Fest is right around the corner. It will be held October 22nd through 25th. While it's still a few months off, the committee recently held a contest for the theme for this year's Pumpkin Fest. All Richland County grade school students, pre-K through 5th grade, were eligible to submit ideas. The winner of this year's theme contest is Elena Muller, a 3rd grader at St. Mary's School. Her winning entry was Pumpkins on the Farm. She chose it in honor of the many farming families in the area. Two students were also selected and given honorable mention awards. They were Juliana Muth, a 2nd grade homeschool student, with the theme Hometown Helper Pumpkins, and Camden Pyfrone, Hometown Helper Pumpkins, and Camden Pyfrone, a 4th grade student at Weston, with the theme Pumpkins in Disguise. Bug experts are calling a new type of tick being found in Wisconsin a reason for concern, but they still consider Lyme disease spread by deer ticks the bigger worry. Terry Barr has more.
The number of Lyme disease cases tripled across the state during the last 10 years, and the cause of it, deer ticks, can now be found everywhere beyond the woods, including city lawns. Here's UW Insect Diagnostic Lab entomologist PJ Leash.
A tick like a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes quite a while. They really need to be attached for about 36 hours, so about a day and a half before transmission can occur. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks.
The new breed is the Lone Star tick, and it spreads the alpha-gal syndrome through a bite, which is an allergy to red meat. The tick is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors at Mayo Clinic say they're just starting to see more patients with that bizarre allergy.
Thanks, Terry. Experience a classic movie in a historic space. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, was first shown at Taliesin back in 1935. The movie will again be shown at the Hillside Theater Monday, July 14th. While sitting in a London theater watching a man perform dazzling memory tricks, Richard Hanney and the rest of the audience flee after hearing a gunshot. As he leaves, he encounters a young woman who asks if she can accompany him. Fascinated by her apparent terror, he agrees. During the night, however, she is murdered in his flat, and he must avoid the police long enough to find the real killers and clear his name. The film, presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater, will be shown Monday, July 14th at 6 at the Hillside Theater. Tickets are priced at $10 and can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting to discuss improvements on Wisconsin Highway 60 from Wisconsin Highway 80 in Muscadet to U.S. Highway 14 in Gotham in Richland County. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, July 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 at 800 North 6th Street in Muscadet. The objective of the meeting is to familiarize you with the purpose and need for the project, as well as why to obtain input on the proposed improvements. Proposed project design details include intersection upgrades, pavement improvements, speed reduction in Orion, drainage improvements, updated roadside barriers, and realignment of Highway 60 west of County Highway TB. Construction is set to begin in 2027. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, you can contact WISDOT project manager Brian Meyer by calling 789-5676 or by emailing brian.meyer@dot.wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Brian Meyer at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, 54601. The High Ground in Neillsville will host a presentation about the history of the 32nd Infantry Division, the Red Arrow. The 32nd Infantry Division not only has a significant and storied past, it is also near and dear to central Wisconsin hearts, as generations of local troops have served in the Red Arrow. Mark D. Van Els, the author of Red Arrow Across the Pacific, the 32nd Infantry Division during World War II, will present a talk about the Red Arrow's history at 6 Wednesday at the High Ground Welcome Center, followed by a Q&A and book signing. The evening will focus on the cultural history of the Red Arrow's wartime experience, from its mobilization in 1940 to its deployment across New Guinea, Australia, and the Philippines, to its post-war occupation of Japan. The hope is that the audience will gain a better appreciation and connection to the individual experiences of the troops of the Red Arrow. For more information about the community and military outreach presentation, email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org. You can also call 715-743-4224 or visit thehighground.us. Team Lady Penguins Fundraising will host an adventure race in Cassville on Saturday, August 23rd. Headquartered at Riverside Park, the race will feature Nelson Dewey State Park and paddling on the Mississippi River. The Waddling Warriors Adventure Race is brand new for 2025. This charity organization is offering 7-hour and 14-hour challenges that are exhilarating as they are rewarding. Whether you're in it to compete or just explore, this self-guided race is designed to push your limits and connect you with the wild. With no set finish line except the one you choose, the Waddling Warriors Adventure Race is a combination of strategy, endurance, and good old-fashioned fun. Participants can expect a variety of outdoor activities across diverse terrain. The event is ideal for both experienced racers and those looking for a new kind of adventure challenge. You'll need determination, navigation skills, and a sense of humor. Find out more and register at waddlingwarriors.com/waddling-warriors-AR. It's hard to believe, but the Richland Center High School Homecoming Parade is just 3 months away. Student Council has been hard at work this summer planning one of the community's favorite traditions, and now's the time to get your group involved. Parade entry forms are officially available. Whether you're a local business, organization, or community group, this is an opportunity to boost visibility and show your Hornet pride in front of hundreds of parade goers. Parade entry forms are available at the Richland Center Community Center, the Richland Center High School, and district offices, the Richland Observer, and WRCO. Entry forms can be turned in at the Richland Center High School or District Office. For more information, you can go to the richland.k12.wi.us webpage /departments/homecoming.cfm. It's 87 degrees at 20 minutes after 12 noon. Our news will continue in a moment.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 87 degrees in Richland Center. The nation's social safety net would face massive changes under a bill headed to President Donald Trump's desk. There would be a work requirement for many people to get or keep Medicaid health insurance, and a similar requirement for older adults to receive food assistance. Paperwork requirements would also increase. Planned Parenthood could no longer get federal funding for its non-abortion health services. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that by 2034, the bill would result in nearly 12 million more uninsured people in the U.S. Supporters say the measure will save taxpayers money, enhance personal responsibility, and block fraud. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin responded after House Republicans passed the budget bill. Republicans chose to put their super-rich friends over working families, she replied. They chose to gut Medicaid, decimate our rural hospitals, and terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. They chose to take food from hungry families and raise the cost of going to the grocery store for millions more. These are choices that Donald Trump and Republicans made because they wanted to rig our tax code for big corporations and the wealthiest in our country, instead of listening to hardworking Wisconsin families who are looking for some relief and opportunity to save and live a comfortable life. Republicans turned their back on them, taking away their health care and raising the costs. Those remarks by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance. Reactions to the Wisconsin Supreme Court's ruling invalidating the state's abortion ban. In a press release, Attorney General Josh Call said the court's decision in Call v. Ermansky marks a major victory for reproductive freedom following the uncertainty and harm to women's health that have resulted from the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. Republican Party of Wisconsin Chair Brian Schimming stated that the court's role is to follow the Constitution, not to make law, and that the abortion issues should be resolved in the legislature and by voters, not by far-left justices parading as legislators. Governor Tony Evers said the decision stemming from a lawsuit brought by his administration affirms continued access to reproductive health care and helps ensure Wisconsin women won't have to live in a state that bans nearly all abortions, even if cases of rape and incest. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin called the 1849 criminal abortion ban archaic and said that the court's ruling tells women across Wisconsin that we will not go back. State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu issued a statement calling the decision a sad day for the state of Wisconsin. LeMahieu said liberal judge justices delivered on political campaign promises and trampled on the sanctity of life. Pro-life Wisconsin Legislative Director Matt Sand called the court's ruling egregious and said previous court decisions consistently stated the acts of the legislature are presumed to be constitutional and are to be given due deference. The Dairy Business Association, Wisconsin's leading dairy advocacy group, applauds Governor Evers and the legislative leaders for their bipartisan effort to craft a budget that supports the state's dairy community. It includes additional funding and support for initiatives that align with DBA's policy priorities, ensuring dairy remains a cornerstone of Wisconsin's economy. It does this by supporting clean water initiatives with ongoing funding for county conservation grants, producer-led watershed protection grants, nitrogen optimization pilot programs, and cover crop insurance rebates. Building a lasting agricultural transportation infrastructure by continuing the Agriculture Road Improvement Program and improvements to CDL training grants. It also promotes economic support and development with additional funding for dairy processor grants, continuation of the Wisconsin Agriculture Export Programs, and the Food Security Grant Program, and encourages dairy research and education with continued funding for the Dairy Innovation Hub. Attorney General Josh Call joined an amicus brief with attorneys general from 21 other states in support of a proposed class of plaintiffs challenging the unlawful termination of Job Corps, a national program that offers career training and housing to young Americans from low-income backgrounds. The brief was filed on Wednesday in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Job Corps has nearly 100 residential campuses across the country, and the Trump administration's effort to terminate the program threatens to leave thousands of young Americans homeless and without job training. The brief explains that in the 60 years since Congress created Job Corps, millions of Americans from low-income backgrounds have been served by the program's unique combination of education, training, housing, healthcare, and community. Termination of the program would impact tens of thousands of young Americans who are currently enrolled and housed at campuses in all 50 states. Take precautions handling fireworks this 4th of July holiday. UW Health occupational therapist Alyssa Varel says never consume alcohol or handle fireworks and drugs. Avoid homemade fireworks and only light one at a time. Varel says you should also avoid lighting fireworks while they're still in your hand and douse fireworks in water when they're done before picking them up. It's estimated more than 14,000 people were hurt by fireworks last year in the U.S., more than double the injuries reported in 2023. A project to renovate and restore Milwaukee's Mitchell Park domes may receive funding from the county. County Parks staff are requesting $30 million for the domes project and to turn over operations to the group spearheading the restoration. The request from Parks Director Guy Smith acknowledges that the proposal would take other capital projects for the Parks Department off the table for the budget cycle. The Milwaukee Domes Alliance is fundraising a total of $133 million to fully renovate the site. The County Parks Committee will take up the proposal next week. The domes were constructed between 1959 and 1967 at an original cost of $4.5 million. Operation Dry Water runs through the July 4th weekend. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Warden Matt O'Brien says there's zero tolerance for boating while impaired. O'Brien says that there will be thousands of federal, state, and local officers on the water conducting proactive outreach and education while keeping vigilant for dangerous operators whose risky behavior endangers everyone. Boaters should expect extra patrols on the water during the stepped-up enforcement effort. And also, nine Wisconsinites accused of being part of a multi-million dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney Office says from 2019 to early 2024, a total of 23 people from six states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles from dealerships, factories, and airports, including Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Those charged are also accused of transporting the vehicles across state lines, altering vehicle ID numbers, making fake motor vehicle titles, and selling the stolen cars for money and drugs. All the defendants are charged with conspiracy and face up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted, with some facing additional charges. A fugitive who has spent over 17 years on the run has been arrested in Wisconsin. Augustin Rivera Contreras was wanted on a 2007 arrest in Texas for violating the conditions of supervised release and being in the country illegally. He was also under court-ordered supervision for aiding and abetting to process with intent to distribute cocaine. After following a tip submitted in May to a Wisconsin cold case unit, U.S. Marshals found Rivera Contreras Tuesday at a home in Oconomowoc, hiding in a closet under a pile of clothes. And also, the first group of immigrants has arrived at a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades that officials have dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Florida Republican Attorney General James Uthmeyer said on social media Wednesday that hundreds of immigration detainees were to arrive at the center. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the facility will have a capacity of about 3,000 detainees when fully operational. The center was built in 8 days and features more than 200 security cameras, 28,000 plus feet of barbed wire, and 400 security personnel. And the area features alligators, pythons, and other dangerous wildlife.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is Friday, July 4th. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held on Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Janice Salmon is survived by three children, Richard Salmon of Soldiers Grove, Sue Salmon of Reedstown, and Timothy and Marcy Salmon of Wilton. Four grandchildren, four great-great-grandchildren, Sister Dot Pinkham of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist's difference. Expert repairs, exceptional service, and free loaners to keep you moving. Our reputation for quality and reliability is second to none, and our skilled technicians treat every car with care. Don't let car trouble slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today, where trust and excellence meet the road. Come in on Elm Street in Boscobel and drive away with confidence. Otherwise, give us a call at 608-375-4434.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, rainfall amounts over the last 24 hours around the area, generally about a half to three-quarter inch here in much of the Richland Center area. A little bit heavier to the north of us, up in Lafarge, about an inch and a quarter, and then up to 3 to 5 inches reported across portions of Jackson and Monroe County, where they did have some spotty flash flooding overnight. That system has moved away. Now we're into the hot, humid air that'll stick with us through tomorrow. We're likely to see some more rain tomorrow afternoon and evening as a cold front slides in from the northwest, and some of those showers could have some downpours, so we might get over a half inch of rain once again. Behind that front, things will be just a touch cooler and less humid going into Sunday and Monday, and then the rest of next week could be a bit unsettled as several weak weather systems come in for a daily chance of scattered showers. Here's your forecast for the rest of today and your 4th of July. Hot and humid with partly cloudy skies. High temperature about 91. The heat index could rise to the upper 90s, so take it easy and drink plenty of water. South to southwest wind 8 to 18. Clear to partly cloudy and muggy tonight. We drop down to 72. Hot and humid tomorrow yet with clouds gradually moving in. Thunderstorms likely by mid to late afternoon with a high near 88. South to southwest wind 10 to 18. Saturday night showers and storms diminishing later, low at 66. On Sunday, cloud cover giving way to breaks of sunshine, not as hot, high 83. For Monday, a nice day with partly cloudy skies, low 61, high 82. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, low 64, high 83. Staying seasonal Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 80s, partly sunny, could still be a spotty shower for Wednesday. Have a great 4th of July. Stay safe out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a partly cloudy 88 degrees, and that's up from a morning low of 66. Yesterday, we had a high of 92 and no precipitation. Record high on this day set back in 2012 at 99, a record low 43 set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 79, our low 63. Sunset today will be at 8:45, sunrise tomorrow at 5:27. We've received 91 hundredths of an inch of rain today. The barometer is down to 30.9, and northwest winds are at 5. Again, it's 88 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A Kansas Extension event offers info on local foods production and marketing. More today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, Get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Kansas Local Food Summit, later this month, will immerse participants in the local foods realm. Amanda Lindahl is the Kansas State Local Food System Program Coordinator for K-State Extension.
Our food system is broad, it's always evolving, and we know that there's a lot of different components that go into that. From the producers, from the folks growing the food we eat, to the way that it's processed, and the spaces where folks access it. We know that can be in a farmer's market, but you also find it in your local grocery store. You might also access it from your neighboring producer that might have a farm stand on their farm, and so there's a lot of different ways that we can access food.
Lindahl says outside experts will join Kansas natives in offering advice during the event.
We are a good source of information, but learning directly from your peers, from other business owners, from other folks involved in nonprofits and in foundation work that have been doing this work, learning from each other is really the best way to be inspired and also feel like you learn the skills and tools to make something work.
The event is July 29th and 30th in Salina, Kansas. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Producers could start signing up for USDA's Supplemental Disaster Relief next week. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S., planted by more farms than any other competitive seed brand. Want to know what number one feels like? Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. The USDA has targeted July 7th for enrolling producers for indemnified crop losses and September 15th for uncovered losses from weather events in 2023 and 24. That program replaces USDA's Wildfires and Hurricanes Indemnity Program and the Emergency Relief Program. The new interim director of the School of Agriculture at Western Illinois University wants to make that program one of the most sought after in the country. Keila Trenenpole, who's been an animal science instructor since 2017, says,
I'm so excited to be able to get to know everyone and kind of step into this new role and take a wider approach to what I have been doing. And our focus is and always will be the students.
The Wisconsin native says WIU continues to see growth in programs like livestock production, plant breeding, biofuels, and conservation research. Trenopole says agriculture offers tremendous opportunities for future students as the industry has more jobs available than people to fill them. The leader of seed care and biologicals for Syngenta says research and education are needed to help farmers get the most out of new biological crop tools. Quinn Showalter says biological products are relatively new, so the industry will have to spend time showing farmers the benefits of these tools.
When we come out with a product, it's well understood in what it's doing in the plant based off of really strong science, but has also been tested from not only a formulation standpoint, but also from a tank mix perspective. That's really what I think the market does need.
Showalter tells Brownfield farmers need to think of biological products as another tool in the toolbox, not as a replacement for traditional ag chemistry. A Southwest Iowa farmer says he's concerned about tar spot now that the crop disease has been detected near him. Ray Gasser tells Brownfield,
we are monitoring it. There was some in Ottoman County a couple of weeks ago that showed up. Haven't heard of anybody of any close by here. All those kind of things you need to just monitor at least weekly for sure.
Tar spot has been detected in 10 Illinois counties, 8 Iowa counties, and was found for the first time this growing season in Wisconsin with a Rock County case reported yesterday. So far, Michigan and Minnesota have no tar spot reports. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Some big wins for livestock producers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your livestock market update on Brownfield. After much deliberation, Congress passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, and it's now headed to the president's desk for signature. Kent Backus, executive director with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says there are big wins for America's farmers and ranchers.
This reconciliation package includes a once-in-a-generation tax package that addresses so many big issues facing cattle producers. You know, first and foremost, it increases the death tax exemption up to $15 million per individual, $30 million per couple. That's adjusted for inflation, and it's permanent. That's really important. The other key thing is that it does not change anything with step-up and basis. That's locked in. So when you take that together, that's going to cover a lot of our producers and give a lot more certainty to our producers as they're looking and planning towards transitioning to the next generation. The Section 199A small business deduction is made permanent at 20%. This is very important, especially for those of our producers who have that pass-through income and really want more parity with those corporations that are out there. Section 179, this is really important for all of those equipment purchases. That's being increased to $2.5 million. Bonus depreciation also is restored at 100%, and that's made permanent. And there's just a lot of other good things in that tax package. In addition to that, there's also some important updates to Livestock Forage Disaster Program, Livestock Safety Net, other things like that, Livestock Indemnity Program. All of those are key things that are important tools for our producers as they plan for the future. And so this is really just a monumental vote that happened.
The bill also includes changes to the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, which is popular for livestock producers to provide financial assistance during drought. In particular, the drought requirements needed to trigger LFP payments have been reduced slightly, which will lead to payments happening a little more often. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Don't expect a lot of fireworks in the USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Clayton Pope, president of Clayton Pope Commodities, tells Brownfield that after a pretty quiet quarterly grain stocks report, he's not anticipating too many big changes in the next round of supply and demand estimates.
Not really. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the China numbers. Of course, you know, maybe we'll get a little light shed on that tonight. But no, you're right. I mean, the stocks report was kind of a bust. Everything came in so close to expectations. No real surprises there. What will they do with yield? I would guess they would probably will bump that corn yield a little bit. I don't think they'll touch the bean yield. So I would expect that corn carryover likely to grow a little bit. But the bean numbers, I think, will probably stay pretty static.
Now here's Megan Grebner.
Thanks, John. An ag economist says pork producers have seen varying levels of profitability in 2025. Lee Schultz with Ever.ag says that's not likely to change.
With a range of about a $3 per head loss that we've seen back in January to some of the highest profits that we're going to potentially come into here during the summer months at the heights of about $58 per head.
Looking ahead to 2026, he says projected per head profits are more modest.
Currently of about $8 per head profit with a range of about $21 per head loss to about a $29 per head profit.
The USDA's latest quarterly hogs and pigs report was very close to pre-report expectations. If numbers tighten, prices could push higher, but input costs, broader economic factors, and demand strength will continue to impact profitability. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Cooking meat safely during your holiday cookout. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. A food thermometer is the only way to truly know if the meats you're cooking at your 4th of July cookout have reached the proper internal temperature. Karen Blakesley is a food safety specialist with Kansas State University.
If you're doing ground beef, pork, lamb, the
key temperature is 160 degrees. If you're doing any kind of poultry, 165, that includes ground poultry or pieces of poultry like chicken breasts or legs or thighs, any poultry should reach 165 at least. And then for steaks and chops, like for beef steaks, pork chops, things like that, 145 is the temperature that we're looking for. Hot dogs, they should be heated at least to 165. It doesn't take very long. And keep in mind that these, when you reach these temperatures, it truly only needs to be there for a few seconds. But in a lot of cases, you might want to heat things a little more because of the quality. But the temperature is really the key factor in this.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children living in poverty worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online.
Hope means walking this path together, all of us. Because when we work together, we can do so much more.
That's right. Hope includes you.
Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early, bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead, and have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep, and you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
The 1 o'clock news update is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly caring service because your health is their priority. WRCO.